T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I'm so happy you guys found me today here on CBS Sports Radio, coast to coast, Sirius XM Channel 206. All our satellite subscribers that have been listening, love them. CBSSportsRadio.com, radio.com app, CBS Sports app, so many different ways to listen if you're just going up and down the AM and FM dial today as you drive around looking for a good sports conversation. I think we'll have one today over the next 4 hours. Here on CBS Sports Radio at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. My Twitter is at the Pony Express, like the name of the show, Pony spelled P-O-N-I, Express spelled like it is in the dictionary. You know, this is going to be new for me. There are a lot of firsts going on, and not just sports, but in sports broadcasting, but in the world as we know it. This is the first time I've been on the air on a Saturday with college football going on. So I'm going to have to get used to that. It's usually a day where I'm just on my couch and I'm toggling between, you know, a half dozen to a dozen games. And I'm just totally immersed in it and totally into it. So that just is a thumbnail of what I'm like on a Saturday. I'm used to working, as in preparing and prepping, but not actively talking about what's going on. So that's new. I'm definitely going to have to get used to that. I'm definitely going to have to make sure I don't zone out here and get lost paying attention to other things. Multitasking is not always my strongest suit. To give you a kind of a look into where I'm at, I think everyone has a unique broadcast position these days. Not everybody is in the same spot as usual. I'm in a studio that affords me right now 3 games to watch. So as I talk to you, I've got Syracuse, North Carolina on one monitor. Full disclosure, I'm one of these Syracuse guys. That's my alma mater. I'm watching them at number 18, North Carolina. I've got Louisiana, Iowa State, number 23, Iowa State. I've got Arkansas State, Kansas State on. That'll quickly turn to Duke, Notre Dame in the next few minutes. You just heard in that clip to start today's program, Ryan Hickey, our producer, put it together. You just heard Brian Kelly, the Notre Dame coach. And this is going to be a trivia question answer someday. You know, this is years from now, still. This afternoon at Notre Dame Stadium is going to go down in the annals, in the history books, because they're going to play a conference game for the first time. They're going to play a conference game for the first time in 131 years. They're in the ACC, the 15th team in the ACC in this pandemic-affected season. So that's what it took for Notre Dame to get in a conference, which has been a debate on sports talk radio and everywhere for a long, long time. And they bit the bullet. They wanted to play this year. And here we are. They're going to try to take down Clemson. I have mixed emotions. I'm going through a range of emotions today as I do my best to consume college football. I'm all over the place. I'm almost deliberately, the way that this conversation is starting, it's, to me, a good way of packaging how I feel right now. because I am all over the place. I'm going through the same rituals that I would on a college football Saturday for, you know, for my entire life. In college football, 1997 would be the first year I really got myself into college football, where I was watching every single Saturday, where I was getting up in the morning and I was turning on College Game Day, and I was starting with that, and I would eat my breakfast and I would look at, back then it was the newspaper, and I'd open up the sports section, I'd flip it around, I'd find all the local games that we had, and I'd pretty much map out my day. Okay, noon, I'm going to watch this game. 3:30, I'm going to watch this game tonight. And that's, as a 10 or 11-year-old, that's what I did. And, okay, so the newspaper's gone, and I've got more TVs and more ways to watch games, and now it's my job. And I've also entered into the sports betting phase, too, where that's also part of the day, handicapping these games. So that, for the better part of 25 years, has not changed for me. And so I got out of bed this morning, and I did the same thing. I went downstairs. I put on College Game Day. I made a pot of coffee. I had some people coming over to my house to fix a couple of things. I almost got stung by a nest of wasps this morning, so that was a little bit of a change. But I went through the normal routine of college football. I'm even in my college football zone right now in the studio, Andrew Filipponi, CBS Sports Radio, where I've got three games on right now. And so that part is the same, and yet it does not feel normal. It doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel real. It doesn't feel like college football season is actually happening. I'm watching this, but I really don't know. I'm having a hard time analyzing or drawing any conclusions off of it, because I'm living in this weird world, this twilight zone, where Notre Dame is in a conference, and Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, none of those schools are playing. And I'll steal from College Game Day for a second here. I heard them have a brief discussion this morning. They said, well, you know, we're down from 130 teams to 77 or so teams, I think is the number, 77. Is that going to diminish this season? Is that going to make this season at the end? Is it going to be recorded? Is it going to be saved? Is it going to be remembered? Is it going to count the same? You know, they went through all of that, all those questions. And they're kidding themselves as they sat in an empty Wake Forest football stadium with Lee Corso with a bunch of cutouts behind him at his home with an in-ground pool in the background. And they're trying to debate whether or not this season is going to be measured or counts the same. As if there's an answer other than, is it there's even two sides of that coin. Of course it's going to be different. Unless there's a Hail Mary out there, and I know our listeners in Ohio and Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, Iowa, I know our listeners in many of those places are hoping for the Hail Mary. There is a Zoom call tomorrow with Big Ten presidents, and they're hoping that somehow, some way, because of new testing policies and new testing technology, that they're going to be able to start the season soon. They think rapid daily tests are available. If they don't hit that Hail Mary and start next month, which would still be, you know, I still don't even know if that would give me some sense of normalcy. I'm looking at a college football season where I am going through my normal steps and routines. There's no Ohio State. There's no Penn State. There's no Michigan. The SEC still doesn't start for two more weeks. The games are in empty stadiums. I've got Iowa State. I said this. I got Iowa State and Louisiana on one TV. This is supposed to be the Cy-Hawk game weekend. Anybody who follows college football and cares about it knows that. Second week of the season, Iowa and Iowa State are supposed to be playing right now. You know what? That would have been a really big game. That would have been a kind of pretender-contender game. Winner stays in this top 25. Loser is out. I mean, that would have been maybe a college football playoff elimination game in week two. I mean, I don't think that that's a stretch. Instead of on game day, instead of having Chris Paul on to talk about Wake Forest getting beaten like a drum by Clemson, instead of trying to prop that up as a big game, instead of that, those guys would be in Eugene for Oregon, Ohio State. We were supposed to have Ohio State, Oregon today. And I know, look, my mother probably taught me this, and maybe if she's listening, she would want to lecture me and say, Andrew, be thankful for what you have, and don't be angry over what you don't have. You know, somebody's always got it worse in life than you do. Like, that kind of rhetoric was used in my house, and usually I in those moments, probably did let it go in one ear and out the other because I was upset about something. But I'll tell you what's happening. There's a lot of, well, at least we have some semblance of college football going on. There is a ton of that. There, how many times have you, if you are a sports talk radio listener, whether you're listening to your local show or whether you're listening to a national show like this one on CBS Sports Radio right now, Andrew Filippone, and I want to hear from you at 855-212-4227, how you feel about this college football season, how you're feeling today with these games on, if it feels like college football, if you're into it. Why not? 855-212-4227. You know, there's been a lot of, for the last week, there's been a lot of, like, hey, we got to the finish line talk. Like, we actually made it. And I've heard all kinds of people, I've heard everybody, whether it's ex-athlete or, you know, professional broadcaster or friends and family on Twitter or in text say, oh, I didn't think we'd get here. I didn't think we'd have Chiefs Texans. I didn't think we'd have a Saturday full of college football. I've heard that ad nauseum. But it doesn't, it's not, I'm going through a range of emotions. I'm saying that things are different today because what is not happening for me is I have yet to, and I'm watching my alma mater on a TV in studio right now. I'm watching the place I put over $100,000 into this university. It gave me not only a diploma, but it helped me network with people and meet people that got me to where I am right now. So I should have nothing but love and affinity for this school, Syracuse University. I'm watching them play a college football game, and yet it is not giving me the warm and fuzzy, this is great, all is right in the world feeling that I was hoping it would give me. I want that kind of endorphin rush watching this game. I want to look around at the college football I have and be like, this is great. It's a smorgasbord of games. That's what I love about college football, is that the menu is massive. It's bigger than the NFL. There are so many viewing options. It starts at noon Eastern or 9 a.m. Pacific, and it goes all day and all night. But for whatever, I can't get myself there. Three top 10 teams aren't playing. Ohio State, Penn State, and Oregon, two of them were supposed to play each other today. Nine top 25 teams are out, completely out. And we're putting ranking numbers next to team names still. And more than a third of those teams aren't even playing college football. So what good is the rating system? Not that preseason rankings really mean that much to begin with, but they're even more hilarious now to look at and stare at. So I'd love to know, because this space, this time of day, 2:15 Eastern time, 11:15 Pacific time, in September, usually on networks like this one, I am turning my microphone on and I am looking around at all the college football that is happening, and my job would maybe it would just be, all right, folks, let me be your air traffic controller here. Let me just make sure while you're in your car or you're working and you're away from your TV, let me give you the stories and the angles and the narratives you need, the information you need to get yourself through this college football Saturday. Let me give you all those updates. Let me give you a preview of Ohio State, Oregon. Let me tell you what's going on in Iowa, Iowa State. Penn State is at Virginia Tech right now. That's a big game. That's a litmus test for them. They got to go to Blacksburg in front of 65,000 fans. It's a top 10 team. That's a huge test for them. So hard to win on the road in college football. I mean, that's what we would be doing, and we're not. And I just, if I decided today to come on the air and just say, all right, Kansas State 21, Arkansas State 14, 7 minutes to go in the third quarter, and I don't know. I just don't feel like there is quite the appetite for it. I know time off and what we experienced during this pandemic without any live sports for so long. You know, once this day got here, I thought it was going to be like a count your blessings day. Andrew, just be thankful for what you have. But that's not how I'm feeling. And I'm lucky enough where my alma mater, the school I root for, is one of the 77 or 78 teams, whatever the number is, playing today. So I'd love to know how you're feeling about college football, its return, as you watch these, well, maybe not watch because you're listening to me, but how you're looking at this season. If it's diminished because the Big Ten, Pac-12, and some of the other conferences aren't playing, if you got up this morning and you felt alive again, you felt like the sport you love, the sport you crave was back, how you feel about the bizarre nature of this season, trying to crown a champion during a pandemic, Notre Dame playing in the ACC in 15 minutes. Big game's gone. I mean, and maybe you feel differently. It's not the kind of buzz and kind of nirvana feeling and happiness I get from watching college football. It's so toned down today. And I'm trying to get, I'm doing all the things that I always do on a college football Saturday, but it is just not getting me hyped up, and I'm not in the state of bliss that I usually am. And I want to know if you either agree with that or disagree with that, how you're reacting to the return of college football at 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. How you feel about this season, this watered-down season, if just having college football is good enough, or if you're like me, yearning for and missing out on and craving the things, thinking more about the things that we don't have. That's what I'm doing. I'm thinking more about what I don't have than what I do have. I'm missing Ohio State, Oregon. I'm missing Penn State, Virginia Tech. I'm missing Iowa, Iowa State. I'm missing 3 top 10 teams, 9 top 25 teams, having a full-fledged college football season. I guess this beats nothing, but that doesn't make it, that doesn't mean I just have to accept it and love it, I guess. What do you think? You with me or against me on this? 855-212-4CBS, 855-212-4227. Trying to best I can explain how I feel about college football today. Coming to you from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios, when you need certainty in the home buying process with a loan that fits your life, Rocket Ken. Can you relate to me? You disagree? I want to just get your thoughts on college football coming back at 855-212-4227. If you don't want to call, you can tweet me at the Pony Express, Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can follow us on Twitter at CBS Sports Radio. North Carolina should be down in this game against Syracuse. They just kicked a field goal to go up 10-6. They've muffed a punt. They've been intercepted a couple times. Howell here, the quarterback at North Carolina, considered the second best quarterback in the conference behind Trevor Lawrence, has struggled. They're up 10-6 in the third quarter. Louisiana lining up for a chip shot field goal to cut it to 1 against Iowa State. Full update coming your way in 10 minutes, but I want your phone calls next at 855-212-4227. It's the Pony Express on CBS Sports Radio.
Andrew Filippone is on the air.
Yeah, getting set to watch. Notre Dame is a big favorite against Duke today, and Clemson transfer Chase Brice at quarterback. First conference game for Notre Dame in program history, 131 years of history. They've joined. There was a segment on ESPN this morning pretty much thanking Notre Dame for keeping the college football season alive. I thought that was a little over the top. Thesis was, if Notre Dame decides to play as an independent, the ACC follows the Big Ten and Pac-12 and postpones, which I thought that was a stretch. But the networks like giving Notre Dame credit for things because Notre Dame helps pay the bills. How are you feeling about college football? I did my best, if you didn't hear it in the opening segment, I did my best to try to explain my kind of range of emotions today, turning on game day, trying to get myself up for games. I've got all the games on in studio, but I'm also thinking about the games we're not getting today, Ohio State, Oregon. I'm not going to see Ohio State play all year. Justin Fields, Trey Sermon transfers in from Oklahoma at running back to replace Dobbins. They had a great offensive line returning with all kinds of future NFL players. You know, trying to figure out who replaces Chase Young on the defensive line. I mean, there was a chance Ohio State, and I know our fans listening down south probably won't agree with this. I thought Ohio State, based on what they had coming back, had a real chance to be the national champion this season. And Ryan Day, the letter he put out on Twitter and on Facebook the other day pretty much backed that up, where he said, our guys want to play for a fall championship and they want to know why they can't play. Now, there's hopefully a Hail Mary meeting tomorrow that could start Big Ten football on October 17th. I'm holding out hope for that. That would legitimize the season more. And that would help me get into college football more this year. I want to hear from you. Explain, describe how you're feeling about college football. If you're into it, if your team isn't playing and it's difficult to watch, all those things. 855-212-4227, sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. North Carolina kicked a field goal to go up on Syracuse 10-6. They're not having their way with a Syracuse team that is starting a fullback on the offensive line. Louisiana, the Ragin' Cajuns, Jake Delhomme's alma mater, Brandon Stokely's alma mater, just hit a long touchdown, broken coverage by Iowa State to go up 17-14 in the third quarter. No fans at that game. That's another part of it. You know, the college football, so much of the tradition of college football is about having fans at games and the student sections and the marching band. And I've been able to watch all kinds of sports, Premier League soccer, Major League Baseball, and the NBA and NHL bubbles, and I haven't missed the fans. I do find myself missing them in college football because of that. I think college football and college sports are wrapped up a lot. A lot of the bells and whistles in presentation of the game is wrapped up in the students and the bands. Then you take that away, and I do think these games do lose some of their luster. Let's get you in on the conversation, though. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4227. Let's start with Jeff in Tennessee. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Andrew. I appreciate you taking my call. Yep, I am in Tennessee, deep in the heart of Vol country. Mm-hmm. So I'm definitely an SEC fan. And I think what you're feeling is is consistent across all fans. I can't speak for Big Ten or Pac-12 fans because, goodness, they're probably even worse off. But I think what you're feeling is the uncertainty of the season as well, because even if you hype yourself up for what it is that we're getting, which is clearly a watered-down season,
yep,
you still – it could be canceled at a moment's notice. I mean, literally
right.
no expectation whatsoever, and then all of a sudden – somebody could pull the plug, and then now you're back with no football. And I think that uncertainty is somewhat driving.
I think you're right. You know what I think it's like, to make an analogy that I think people can relate to or understand? It's like if I want to watch a movie, but you tell me beforehand that it's a four-hour movie, I don't even want to start it because I know I'm not going to get to the end of it. If I pick up a book and it's 500 pages long, I don't want to read it because I don't know if I can make that time commitment. Look, when you start something, I think you want to know that you're going to be able to complete it, that you're going to be able to finish it. And I think with college football, more than the NFL, more than Major League Baseball, more than the NHL and NBA bubbles, of all the sports that we care about, I think there's the greatest chance for this particular sport to not finish. So I think you're right. I think that's a very good point. I think because you're dealing with student populations and university decisions, and they're not only thinking about the football team, right? They're thinking about other students, or thinking about more than just the football team, makes it harder. Virginia Tech just got postponed. So now Virginia Tech's not going to play until October. And I don't know how they're going to find a way to make up all their games. I don't know how they're going to do that. So, yeah, I mean, every time I see something like that, it makes me wonder if even this, as the listener put it, this watered down season, I mean, it's just hard for me to put blinders on and block all that out and just try to watch the games and put the earplugs in and just ignore what's going on outside of just the game and the white lines. Here's Will in South Carolina on the Pony Express. Hi, Will.
Hey, kind of a similar point to the last caller, you know, the uncertainty. I have a complete lack of confidence or lack of faith that this season's going to actually be completed. But kind of, you mentioned this a second ago, the Virginia Tech-Virginia game being postponed. As far as I know, that's at least the fourth game that's been postponed because of COVID. And I also was thinking about the fact that, you know, talking about watered-down season because of the matchup of some of the games. But also, even if you get a big matchup, you get, you know, Alabama-Auburn or whatever, you get a big matchup. If the week before that, they say, okay, well, there's going to be 30-some-odd players that are out because of COVID or contact tracing, and
yeah,
but they still play the game because they have.
I totally get what you're saying. Well, I totally get that too. I totally get that. You know, so much has been said about the Big Ten in the Pac-12. If they play in the spring, it's going to look JV. Well, a rash of positive tests might make these teams look like JV squads. I'm now seeing Georgia Southern and Campbell. You'd have to be a real degenerate to bet on that game or care about it. I'm seeing 30-plus inactive players for that game, and they're still going to play it. That's a skeleton crew there. So I am trying to get into college football today. I've got three games on. I did my pregame routines, my pregame watches, my handicapping from a sports betting standpoint, the games that are going to go off today. But I'm forcing it. I'm not into it the way I'm having a hard time adopting the just be grateful there's any kind of college football attitude, because I'm thinking too much about what I'm missing out on. Oregon, Ohio State, Penn State, Virginia Tech, Iowa, Iowa State, three top 10 teams, nine top 25 teams, whole conferences not playing. And that is infiltrating, that is seeping into my emotions as I watch these games. And I want to know if you're experiencing the same thing. Are you into the start of college football? Yes or no? Why or why not? 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4227. I want to hear from you. Andrew Filippone, CBS Sports Radio. If you don't want to call, you can tweet at the Pony Express. Pony spelled P-O-N-I. You can tweet us at CBS Sports Radio. Now, maybe if you're a fan of a team that had no shot this year, like Rutgers, you don't care.
Andrew Filippone is on the air.
Iowa State looked at as a team that could upset the apple cart in the Big 12. Oklahoma now with Spencer Rattler at quarterback. He's set to make his debut 4 hours and change from now. Number one quarterback recruit who was a redshirt last year behind Jalen Hurts. And Iowa State ranked in the top 25. They've beaten some of the big boys. They've also had a really hard time winning some of these non-conference games against cupcakes. And they are down 24-14 to Louisiana in the fourth quarter. Still 13 minutes left. Here's a surefire way to lose, to get upset by a double-digit underdog. Give up multiple special teams touchdowns. Louisiana took a kickoff back. You don't see that anymore. Kickoff return for a touchdown. And then they had a punt return for a touchdown. 14 points off special teams. Talking about the college football season, your enthusiasm for it, your interest in it, your excitement level as you woke up today and went about your business on the first. We'll probably do this again in 2 weeks when the SEC starts and take your temperature again there. There are multiple games going on involving top 25 teams. Clemson plays tonight. Notre Dame is on right now. Playing conference football. There's an ACC logo on the field at Notre Dame Stadium, which is just surreal. I have said now a few times to start today's show that I'm just going through a range of emotions. I'm trying to do things the same way, but it just feels different. And I'm kind of trying to fake it. I'm pretending that I'm really into this college football season, but I'm not, because I can't get off of my mind the teams that aren't playing, the matchups that we would have today in a normal non-pandemic world. I can't shake that. We should have, at 8 Eastern, 5 Pacific, Ohio State, Oregon, two top 10 teams. Winner becomes a team with a clear path to a college football playoff. The loser, good luck. You know, that's like one of those games. Just a massive heavyweight fight. And instead tonight, I'll be going back and forth between Clemson, Wake Forest, and Louisville, Western Kentucky. So curious to hear what you have to say at 855-212-4227. If you are driving around now, and you're going to get out of your car soon, but you like the conversation and want to keep listening, you can. Tell Alexa to play CBS Sports Radio. Download the radio.com app to your phone today. Matt is in Michigan. He's on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Matt.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, man.
So I feel the same way as you do, because I'm a huge Notre Dame fan. So, you know, I'm excited to be able to see them play. Kind of weird they're in a conference this year. But
you like that? I mean, you want them to do that when things get back to normal, or you prefer the independent status?
I like the independent just because everybody loves to hate against it. But at the same time, living in Michigan, I'm so cool. My sister gets season tickets to U of M football. Mm-hmm. And so without Big Ten, it does not feel right.
Well, if you know, the Big Ten takes a lot of shots from people because they've had some performances in the college football playoff that have just been atrocious. Michigan State got blanked by Alabama. Ohio State has laid some duds, although last year was a classic game in the semifinal against Clemson. But I'm sorry. I mean, if you're going to rip the Big Ten, then what you're saying is there's only one legitimate conference in college football, and that's the one that starts in 2 weeks in the SEC. Because the Big Ten is the second best conference in college football. Very clearly. You know, there's a reason why we haven't spent a lot of time, and not just me, but sports talk shows haven't spent a lot of time talking about the Pac-12 side of all this. The Pac-12 is Oregon. USC has name recognition, name brand. And right now, that's really it. That's it. Utah lost too much from last year's team to be considered any kind of college football playoff contender. Washington, Chris Peterson abruptly retired. So really, you got one team. 1.5 with USC, who brought back Clay Helton. Go figure. But still, I mean, I'd rather have... You know, there's a reason why at 10 o'clock Eastern, 7 Pacific, Coastal Carolina and Kansas are going to play. Because they want college football for people out west, and none of those teams are playing. BYU is the only Division I power FBS team that's playing college football this year. You've got really two time zones, half of the country, that are completely out of college football this fall. No Boise, no Washington and Washington State, no Oregon and Oregon State, no teams in California. Speaking of which, here's Derek in San Diego on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Derek.
Hey, Andrew. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure, anytime.
Cannot agree with you more. Huge Ducks fan, lifelong, grew up in Oregon, live down in San Diego now. I was actually supposed to be in Eugene, although I don't think that game would have taken place anyway because of all the fires. But
good point.
But brother, I got to tell you, man, I'm a huge college football fan, and I told your screener, I literally got up today, went about my business, and not until I turned on your show and you gave your opening, I went, oh my goodness, there's college football on today, because I do not care.
Yeah.
No Pac-12 football, no Big Ten, I think this season is just a joke right now. It's just not going to matter.
Well, and they're trying their best. I mean, they're really, you know, the TV networks, they're not going to come on the air and say that this doesn't matter. I mean, they've got too much money invested in it. They're trying their best to convince their viewers that this is big, that this all matters, that just, you know, they're really playing the be thankful we have something card. It's hard for me to not be melancholy over this, though. Sam is in Portland on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Sam.
Hey, I agree with the last caller. You know, it just doesn't seem like we should even have a season right now. It's not a real season. You don't have all the teams involved, so you can't have a real champion.
Really? That's interesting. That's a great question. So do you look at, if Alabama were to win, would they really, to you, would they be a legitimate national champion?
No. I mean, you have to play the games. I mean, we can all speculate what would happen, but unless you have all the teams playing for the same championship, it's not a real champion. And
yeah, I hear you. And we see, like, Ohio State has had teams that have been on probation and have been ineligible. You know, we've seen SEC. I think Terry Bowden had an Auburn team that either went undefeated or lost only one team but wasn't eligible to play in bowl season. Like, we've had a couple of instances like that, but like subtracting one major program is different. It's not even comparable to what we have going on right now. Dan is in Ohio on CBS Sports Radio. Hi, Dan.
Hey, Drew, can you hear me okay?
Yep, I got you. Fire away.
Hey. This is my favorite time of year.
Same.
Back in the Marine Corps, I used to listen to the radio, you know, AP's Armed Forces Radio. And
of course, yeah.
College football, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, for sure.
And this year, you know what? This is a wash. This is a complete wash. I mean, even if, think of it, even if the season somehow kicked off a little bit this year, the college football season, the entire West Coast, especially the Northwest, they wouldn't even be playing because of the fires. This is such a weird year that they're better off instead of trying to piecemeal it together. I get it. They're trying to get some of us diehard football fans at least a little bit excited. But forget the championships. Forget the it's a wash.
Yeah, it is. And look, I mean, beggars can't be choosers. I was getting really tired of watching replays of games. You know, if the alternative to this was no college football and instead we're watching back games from like the early 90s and classic games, I mean, that would just be a real bummer. That would be an even bigger downer. So I guess I appreciate what they're trying to do. You know, they're trying to give us something. But it's like going to a restaurant you've loved for years and maybe they changed management or they changed cooks and you want to like it, but you eat it and it doesn't taste the same. And it makes you yearn for what you used to have. Coming up next, and thanks for finding me today, I want to talk about running backs getting paid with a capital P. It's the Pony Express, CBS Sports Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.